prahu s Lloydsier svítí hlou. Když jsme opuštili prahu s Lloydsier svítí hlou. Piva byl rostý a dílar docti dostý. Piva byl rostý a dílar docti dostý. Když jsme opuštili prahu s Lloydsier svítí hlou. Když jsme opuštili pivová, pečka byla prázdná. A my jsme popíjeli a dobře jsme si měli. A my jsme popíjeli a dobře jsme si měli. Když jsme opuštili pivová a pečka byla prázdná.
Buddy, Mark Halata and Tex Avia from 2001, starting the show off with their version of the Praha Polka, otherwise known as the Shiner Song. And with that, we say Vítejte vás and welcome to show number 34 of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Got a good one for you this week, and glad to be back home. Still fighting a little jet lag, like I mentioned last time. Just got back from vacation. Was up in New England for a week. Boston, but we were pretty much all over the place. Rhode Island, Connecticut, up into Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. We were all over the place. And had a great time sandwiched in between spending the first night we got there at the airport, which is not a lot of fun. And then the day we were supposed to fly back home was the day Tropical Storm Bill decided to come ashore and cancel our flight. So we got to spend an extra day at the airport, which, again, is not my favorite thing in the world. We were able to go catch a ride over to an Embassy Suites and grab something to eat and have a few last pints of some of that great New England beer up there. But did still have to spend a good 12 hours or so trying to sleep on a hard airport bench. So glad to be back home and in my own bed, but we did have a great time up in New England, and maybe get to go back up there again sometime. But in the meantime, let's kick off the show. Got a lot of good music this week, like I said, and it is summertime, like I said on last time. Summer is here, so we're going to do a nice little four-song set celebrating summer, and we're going to kick it off with Buttons and Banjo with, of course, what else? The Summertime Waltz.
Thank you. нас не за черними мраки земни все схилує. Сонце ясне за черними мраки земни все схилує. Ті чеські вояці, чеські заводниці на войну берують. Ті чеські вояці, чеські заводниці на войну берують. Каже чеське девче плакать на нажіка. Тенька буде іще, каже чеське девче плакать на нажіка.
Mraz and his orchestra out of Houston there from their very last LP. Doing the Summertime Polka. That's kind of a departure for Bill Mraz there. That's a different, very different sound from what the typical Bill Mraz sound is. That's more of a northern style sound with that accordion and pretty much an accordion solo on that song. So kind of a northern sound there from Bill Mraz. Right before that, the Texas Plainsman from down the El Campo way. Doing the Shining Sun Waltz. Right before that, Czechaholics doing the Sunshine Polka. And like I said, we started off with Buttons and Banjo doing the Summertime Waltz. So a nice little mini tribute to summer and sunshine and all things that entails. I am glad summer's here. I like it. And with all this rain we've been having, luckily it has not gotten hardly above 90 degrees here in Texas, which is pretty much unheard of. Although, again, the downside is with all the rain, it's pretty much a just big, huge sweat box. I mean, I grew up down near Houston. I'm kind of used to it down there, but up here near Austin, it's usually a lot drier. So, I mean, like I said, I grew up with it, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. You know, it's pretty much a nonstop humidity, and the mosquitoes are off the hook, you know. So anybody got a shotgun, want to come up here, take care of some mosquitoes for me, help yourself, because they're getting big and they're getting mean. So enough of that. And I still got a creek running through my front yard, if anybody's curious. I told you about those seeps before. Still got it. 2 months later, I still got dang water running through my front yard. Maybe if it ever quits raining, my yard will dry up. More music. Let's go. Here's actually one more little summer song I'll sneak in here. This is the Checkmates from around the Dallas area. And here's a beautiful waltz, one called June Night.
November, snowflakes, and in comes December. But I'll always remember we met one night in June. The band was playing a love song. We danced and we stayed oh so long. Vowed that this would be our song forever that night in June. Moonlight, June night, love songs and sweethearts gay. love you, that's what they say. One moonlight June night, I kissed you, the band played this tune. You said you'd be mine, dear, forever on that night in June.
yeah, Moloch's Fisherman there doing the Blackbird Waltz. Right before that, Harry Czarnik and the Texas Dutchman doing the Fireman's Polka. And like I said, we started off with the Checkmates and a nice waltz called June Night. And with that, the first half of Czech Classics Then and Now is just about done. We're going to squeeze one more song in here before we take a real short break and run a couple of station promos. So until then, here's Checking Then Some, one called the Blue-Eyed Dolly, one of my favorites.
Roka, kdo tě bude mít od dneska do roka, tvá veliká láska, ta půjde všude se mnou. Dívenko má, možná žena skleranou. Dneska do roka, tvá veliká láska, ta půjde všude se mnou. Dívenko má, možná žena škleranou.
Yeah.
So smooth. The legendary one and only Ernie Cuchera there with Rano Ranichko, the Good Morning Polka, as we kick off the second half hour of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. And as I mentioned on a previous show, we had a recording session for our band. In fact, just 2 days ago on Saturday, today is Monday. And I'm still drained from it, I'll tell you. Wow, I forgot how stressful a recording session is when you're stuck in a small room with your entire band and, you know, you're trying to nail every single note, which you normally don't even think of. You just, you know, when you're just playing, having fun, you don't think about it. But when you know it's going on tape, boy, the pressure starts mounting. And, like the guy that owned a recording studio had, there was a famous producer that had a saying that said, you walk into a recording studio, you automatically get 20% dumber and 20% clumsier. And that's the truth. I know I was making mistakes that I normally would never make, you know, but you're so focused on one thing that you forget about something else that's coming up. And I mean, there were several times where I just blanked out and just like, I just totally missed an intro or something like that. Everybody did. You know, so we got 16 songs done in, you know, about 5.5 hours, man. We were jamming. But anyway, if you want to hear more about the recording session, check out the after show, which will be after this show. But the only way you can hear it is going to our website, czechpolka.com, and downloading the podcast. You're going to hear the same show you're hearing right now. But once this show ends, we do a little wind down, kind of relax a little bit. And I'll tell a few stories. Like I said, this time I'm going to talk some about how the recording session went. So if you want to get some insider scoop, you know, check out the after show. I'd appreciate it. In the meantime, let's get back into the music. And speaking of recording sessions, this is from a recording session we did back in 1998 with the Dance Hall Boys. And this is going to be just a real quick little two-song tribute to America, since we do have 4th of July coming up. And so we're going to kick it off with the Dance Hall Boys and the America Polka.
It's my beautiful America.
Thank you. passo, pussy se passo, pussy se passo, pjesjeničku ve flitičku zastrel nektero, zastrel nektero, zastrel nektero.
Nice peppy version of At the Mill March, the song I used to use as the theme song for this podcast when it first started, and I may go back to that once I get run out of different versions of the Shiner song, but that's Donnie Wavra and the Highlighters out of the Columbus area doing At the Mill. Right before that, Czech Harvesters and the Haymakers Waltz. Before that, the one and only legendary Adolf Hofner and Krasna America, Beautiful America Waltz, of course. And like I said, we started off with the Dancehall Boys and the America Polka. And we're just going to keep rolling along now with the music. Little three-song set here for you. Kick this off, speaking of recording sessions, again, this is one that we actually did back in 1997 on our album Back to Moravia. But this is the original. This is where I got the inspiration to do our arrangement. I never heard this song before and came across it and fell in love with it, and I still love it to this day. It's a great song. It's Al Grebnick and the Boys out of Nebraska, and it's one called the Prague Blossoms Polka.
We'll be right back.
Bocce and his orchestra out of Fayetteville doing the Two Hearts polka. Right before that, Eddie Ray and the Polka Dots from right here in Taylor, Texas, doing the Grey Dove Waltz. And like I said, we started off with Al Grebnick and the Boys doing the Prague Blossoms polka. And with that, my time is just about up, but I want to remind you, go check out our website, checkpolka.com. You can download the podcast and get the after show. Like I said, I got tons of free music there. And while I got a quick minute, I want to mention a few people. I don't know who they are, though. But, you know, a few days, times a day, I go online. I can check my website stats and kind of see who's been visiting the website. And I want to say to the people in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Tampa, Florida, and Nashville, and Bolverde, Texas, and Nederland, Texas, and Corpus Christi. I think the guy from Corpus is probably my good buddy Don Main. But the rest of you guys, I noticed those towns pop up quite a bit when I'm looking at my stats. So if y'all are out there listening and that's you, you know, drop me an email. I'd like to know who's checking out the show and checking out the website. I certainly appreciate it and always enjoy just talking with people. So, you know, if you're out there and you're one of those guys that seem to hit the website a lot, drop me an email or something, you know. So let me know who you are. Let's be friends. All right? So until next time, I'm going to get on out of here. Hope you have a happy summer. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Have a great and safe 4th of July, and we'll talk to you later. Until then, here's Leo Mike Orchestra with a little kind of 4th of July music, a nice little polka called Under the Double Eagle. So until next time, everybody, take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around and checking out the after show. I'm going to click over here for a minute and change screens. There we go. All right. Whew. Pretty good show this week, I think. I just kind of threw it together, but I think it turned out pretty well. You know, I didn't want to do a full-blown tribute to summer or anything like that. I think I did that last year. So just kind of a quick little recap of some summer kind of songs, you know, and a couple of things for 4th of July. But, yeah, like I said, man, I'm still recuperating from that recording session. It wore me out. I mean, I felt like I'd been through a car wreck on Sunday. I was so tense and everything. My muscles were aching. I couldn't sleep. Got done and had to drive through a torrential rainstorm. I mean, just blinding rainstorm. Just to get back home. That didn't come out right. I met my wife. I met my wife. And afterwards, we had Mexican food and margaritas. And I just, you know, we came home and we just crashed. I just was so tired after that. But it went pretty well. Pretty well. I won't know. I mean, we still have to go back. I was hoping, had originally planned to go back on this Sunday the 28th and do the mix down, but unfortunately they were booked. The guy that was recording with us didn't realize they were booked. So we're going to go back on Sunday, July 5th, and do the mix down. I actually have one vocal I want to re-record. For My Little Girl, which Leroy Motoka did years ago, and I kind of based my vocal on Leroy. When we do it live, I always kind of imitate Leroy because I love his vocal, just his inflection and everything. So I did that in the recording, but thinking back after it, I don't think it turned out as well as I thought it did. And it's also kind of an inside joke. So really, us and the band would be the only people that would get it, and everybody else would be going, what the hell are they doing? So I think I'm going to go back in and just do a straight normal, you know, vocal to that song. But overall, I'm pretty happy with it. You know, I mean, I definitely would have liked to have redone a few songs. I know there's going to be clams all over, clams meaning missed notes and stuff. At least one per song. I mean, just we tried to do the easier songs first, just kind of warm up, did 4 or 5 of those, and then started tackling the hard ones, and unfortunately, we don't play that much, so my lip is, you know, your lip, honestly, it's a muscle. It's just, it's not any different than running or weightlifting or anything like that. If you don't practice, if you don't exercise, and then you go out and try to run a 10K when you haven't done anything for 3 months, you're not going to last very long before your legs start cramping up and giving out, and that's what my lips did. So I had to battle through that middle section with some of the real, real hard songs. I'm going to be honest with you. There's some songs. There ain't another band in Texas would touch some of these songs that we did. I can guarantee you that's how hard they are. And, you know, like I said, we just had to battle our way through them. Still going to be a few mistakes, but that's just the way it is. You know, I'm not going to go back and correct every single note. You know, this is our band. Take it or leave it. You know, we're a damn good band, but every band makes mistakes unless you play it super, super safe, which a lot of the bands do, but we don't, you know. We're going to try some hard stuff, and if it works, it works. If we make a mistake here and there, that's just the nature of the biz, you know, but I'm not going to back down from anything. So, yeah, I mean, the first hour was spent just setting the studio up and doing checking levels, setting microphones, things like that. Excuse me. So we didn't even start till 11 o'clock, and we were done by like 4:15. So we're talking a little over 5 hours, and that's with taking some breaks. That's with taking some songs, you know, 3 or 4 takes. We kind of rolled along. We did like 5 or 6 songs in about an hour, and then we hit. Man, my mind is going blank. That's how tired I am. My Pony, Moi Konichko, the Franishek Kamok March, and we spent about 50 minutes just on that one song because it's such a bitch. I mean, it's hard-ass song. And, you know, we had to do it three or four times. That's not including just working on it, false starts, things like that. So that kind of dragged us down, and we got going again. So, you know, about 5.5 hours to do the music. And then I went back and recorded all the vocals, just boom, 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 one after another, you know, in like 1 hour and 15 minutes. And that's vocals and going back and doing harmony vocals on like, you know, 5 or 6 songs too. So, you know, we knocked it out. And so hopefully, you know, like I said, go back in 2 weeks and do the mix down and sweeten it up, put some echo and things like that on it, get it sounding really, really good. And then I will, I'll get the master, and we will send it off to have the CDs made, and then they will be in our hands and hopefully in your hands by around August or so. You know, I already pretty much have the album artwork done. I think you're going to enjoy it. I can't tell you the name of the album yet, but it is kind of kitschy. It's kind of old school. It's kind of like, you know, nothing against these bands, but all the bands now, it's like spreading the tradition, keeping the tradition alive, going back to our roots, you know, stuff like that. It's so generic. You know, we want to have some fun with it. So I think you'll enjoy the album title and the artwork. And, you know, like I said, we don't take ourselves too seriously. So we try to make this a whole experience, the whole package, you know, not just the CD, the music itself, but the whole concept and everything. So I think you will enjoy it. I hope so. Like I said, I'm looking forward to, I'm can't wait to hear it when it's all cleaned up and mixed and everything. So as soon as I get it, you know, I may do a sneak peek and feature, because I'll have the master, so all I'm going to do is, you know, suck it up into a computer and, you know, upload it to the CD company. So I'll still have the CD, so I might be able to, you know, maybe sneak peek a song on the polka show, or maybe I might even just save it for the after show. That way people will have to check out the after show if they want to hear, you know, a sneak peek, hear a song before anybody else. But anyway, that's how it went, you know. So just kind of kicking back and waiting now, like I said, just kind of still kind of decompressing. And that's pretty much it for the after show. That's the main thing I wanted to talk about, was the recording session. Like I said earlier at the end of the show, yeah, some of you guys out there that I notice, you know, from these certain towns that pop up all the time, if you're listening, just drop me an email, man. I'm curious to know who some of you guys are. You know, you don't have to be a stranger. I'm not going to bite, you know. I'd like to know who some of you guys are. At least know I have a few fans out there, you know, so my ego isn't totally shattered. But anyway, that is going to do it for the after show, but I'm going to leave you some music like I always do. And this is one of my favorites. Bobby Bland. Bobby Blue Bland. One of the first records I remember hearing or listening to. Because I got my first record player when I was about 4 or 5. And let's see, that was about five, we moved from Bowling to New Golf. And then soon after that, my mom got a nice stereo. I had the little one that you would close the lid and it would play, you know, a little suitcase record player. But my mom had a nice one, and she got a bunch of, had a nice record collection. And one of the first records I picked up was called I'm the Man, or Here's the Man, Bobby Blue Bland. And that is a kick-ass album. It's 36, 22, 36. Turn On Your Love Light, Stormy Mondays on there. I mean, it's a great, great blues album with a lot of cool horns. So that's where I first fell in love with Bobby Bland. And this is, like I said, from my mom's 45 collection. Going to feature a couple here. This is a radio promo, so I don't know. I would assume this was released, you know, to the regular public, but this is a radio station copy from 1969. A couple of songs. The first one is going to be called Gotta Get to Know You, and this has a real Motown kind of Temptations, Four Tops feel to it. And then the flip side is more of a traditional Bobby Bland blues sound, one called Baby, I'm On My Way. So anyway, a couple from Bobby Blue Bland out of Houston, Texas on Duke Records. So until next time, you know, next time I talk to you, I'll be able to tell you how the record sounds, like I said, and maybe even give you a little sneak peek. So you guys all take care out there, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Here's some Bobby Bland.
My mind, and here's my decision. I'd like to share with you all of my secrets and my religion. I want you to see, oh, how sweet I could be. Oh, I just got to get to know you. Got to get to know you. You got what it takes. Love that, no denying. I'm seeing you a dream come true. Lord, you're alive to the dying. Looking at you's like a baby's dream. Cookies, cake, and ice cream. Oh, I just got to get to know you. I just got to get to know you. In my life there's an empty slot. Lord, I believe you can fill that spot. I just got to get to know you. I just got to get to know you. Blessed are the days I spend with you, realizing precious moments we never knew. But right now I'm just imagining this thing. But would you believe the joy in me? Oh, I just got to get to know you. I just got to get to know you. I wanna kiss your lips. I wanna hold you tight. I want to hear you call me in the middle of the night. Should have known to find a good woman was a hard thing to do. But temptation got the best of me. So there's nothing I can say except if you let me come home to stay. I'm on my way. I must have been blind to go away and leave you behind. But can you find it in your heart to forgive me and try me one more time? I want a chance to do things. But it's nothing I can say except if you let me come home to stay. I'm on my way. Mm, yeah, I'm on my way. Oh, I've had my little run out. Now I know you, I can't do without. Give me a chance and I'll be more to you than just a pair of hands. I'll do whatever you want. much to you, but it's nothing I can say, except if you let me come home to stay. Oh, I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm coming on home, baby. Why don't you let me? I said I'm on my way.